Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister has expressed concern about a high number of new government officials who came from a private security firm. The post-war Benesch decrees, which legalized the expulsion of ethnic Germans from Czechoslovakia, cannot be abolished, the foreign minister has said. And storms, torrential rain and strong winds that hit the Czech Republic over the weekend have swollen rivers and caused local flooding. The Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has expressed concern about the high number of new ministry officials who came from the largest private Czech security firm ABL. The agency was until recently owned by Transport Minister Vít Bárta, a founder of Public Affairs, one of the coalition parties of the centre-right cabinet. The Public Affairs Party now controls the ministries of Interior, Transport, Education and Regional Development. Four deputy ministers had previously worked for ABL. Mr. Nečas told Czech TV on Sunday the number of these officials was unusual, but that his coalition partner, Public Affairs, assured him that no conflict of interest would occur. The Prime Minister said he would vigorously intervene should such a conflict appear. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg told the Austrian daily Die Presse on Sunday that the post-war Benesch decrees, which legalized the expulsion of around 3 million ethnic Germans from Czechoslovakia, could not be abolished. Mr. Schwarzenberg admitted, however, that the decrees were a breach of human rights, but could not be lifted retroactively. The Czech Foreign Minister also said it was not necessary for the Czech Parliament to pass a resolution about the decrees as a symbol of reconciliation, but that the Czech society was engaged in a public debate about sensitive issues in recent Czech history. Storms, torrential rain and strong winds that hit the Czech Republic over the weekend have swollen rivers and caused local flooding across the country. Some 2,000 households in western Bohemia remain without electricity supplies after falling trees broke transmission lines. In southern Moravia, fire brigades pumped out rainwater from around 50 houses. Heavy rain has swollen rivers in several places around the country, with flood alerts declared in southern Moravia, eastern Bohemia and other regions. Temperatures dropped by around 10 degrees Celsius over the weekend. A night storm interrupted the music festival Colors of Ostrava on Saturday night when organizers turned off electricity for an hour for safety reasons. The performance by the headliners, the Irish band The Cranberries, was delayed by an hour, while the show of UK's Brendan Perry was cancelled. The number of counterfeit banknotes intercepted by the Czech National Bank doubled over the first 6 months of this year, according to a report by the bank released on Sunday. The central bank intercepted over 3,600 counterfeit and altered banknotes, compared to around 1,700 forged legal tenders intercepted in the same period last year. Most counterfeit banknotes were Czech crowns, followed by the dollar and the euro. The central bank also registered an increase in the number of imitations that are used in advertising, as film props or for instruction purposes. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The start of the week will be partly cloudy with rain showers, particularly in the east of the country. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.